It's the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. Today is Giving Tuesday, a day in which, if your email inbox is anything like mine, every nonprofit organization you've ever even so much as thought about is coming to you asking for financial support. Okay, that's admittedly a cynical view. Really, this day is meant to be a counterpoint to the orgy of spending in which many Americans have been engaged in the past few days. From, and I really dislike these terms, but from Black Friday to Cyber Monday. Instead of buying more stuff, even if it is for friends and family, the idea of Giving Tuesday is to encourage people to think about and support the communities in which we live. Organizations that are working to make the world a better, safer, more fulfilling place, be it homeless shelters, food pantries, youth orchestras, and yes, you knew it was coming to this, your local public radio station. So for the rest of the program, we're going to continue what's become an annual tradition here at the 21st Show. We want to pull back the curtain and give you the chance to hear from the team that puts our program together 5 days a week, 52 weeks a year, sharing some of our favorite and most memorable segments from this past year. We're doing this in the hope that it will inspire you to support your local public radio station. You can visit your favorite station's website. Right there at the top of the page is a link that says Donate. I've said this before, but it's not called public radio for nothing. This program, this community we're building, depends on the public, and that means you. So please don't wait for another occasion. Go online now and click Donate. It takes a village to make a show like this, so let's hear from some of the people I work with every day putting the 21st Show together. Producers Jose Zepeda, Kennedy Vincent, and Christine Hatfield, and our boss, Reginald Hardwick, the Director of News and Public Affairs at Illinois Public Media. And we'll begin with Jose.
So the segment I chose is one of my own. I mean, not because it's one of mine, although I guess that kind of is a little bit of a bonus, but Now, it really shows how much of a team it really takes to put the 21st Show together. And that segment is our trip to the Quad Cities in late October to cover the Mercado on 5th Day of the Dead parade and festivities. Anyone in the Quad Cities there would tell you that Mercado on 5th has such a huge impact in the community. I mean, particularly for the Hispanic and Latino community there. So it was just great being able to highlight them. And it might not seem like it to the listener, but there is a lot that goes into making these types of segments that, you know, that show the sights and sounds of an event. I mean, there's a lot of planning ahead of time. There was trying to schedule interviews, booking hotels, planning out the day. And then, you know, just being there when it's actually happening and just covering the event. I mean, we were talking to a lot of people, gathering sound, trying food, listening to the music that was going on as well. I mean, it's really an all-day ordeal, and it can really be tasking, but when we get the final product that makes it on the air, you know, it makes all that hard work all worthwhile. So, yeah, let's listen to it.
It's the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. We are back from the Figgy for this special edition of the 21st Show that we taped on Saturday in the Quad Cities. We're back in Moline, Illinois, at Mercado on 5th for a special Day of the Dead celebration, Dia de los Muertos. We're going to sample some of the food, art, music. There's a parade here, and let's get started.
I just love rosaries. I collect rosaries. I have my own personal collection at home of 400 rosaries that I will never sell.
400?
Yes. And then these I do sell. But I just love how different you can make a rosary and it still means the same, you know.
All right, let's head down to the parade. This is about a block away from the Mercado toward the river here in Moline.
From Des Moines, Iowa.
Okay. Tell me about your horse.
This is Dooley. She's my horse I use for my Escaramuza team. It's a Mexican traditional drill team where we ride side saddle.
Gracias.
Ah, what a great day that was, Jose. Thank you for that. Let's go now to another of our producers, Kennedy Vincent. She's been a valuable addition to our team this year, even though she's been working with us exclusively through the magic of the internet. We've actually never met in person. Kennedy has done a great job of working to bring us conversations and voices we don't hear enough of on the radio. We've got a more serious clip and one that's a little lighter. Kennedy, let's start with teenagers and mental health.
Absolutely. I think this was such an important conversation, especially with the times we're living in. We had our guest, Dr. Tanya Battle from Chicago. She's a licensed clinical psychologist, and I thought it was a very important conversation to bring to the table. She highlighted how much home settings with parentals and siblings and social media has changed so much, and how schools are continuing to change as well. Dr. Battle dived deeper into what kids are struggling with, and she really provided new perspectives and solutions for parents that were listening and tuning into the 21st show that day.
Current day, I think that some of the bigger issues are mental health issues that are stemming primarily from being isolative. I don't think that teens and children rebounded very well coming out of the pandemic and the shutdown. So a lot of teens, or I should say youth, are struggling with re-engaging with peers, figuring out how to socialize in a way that's comfortable for them. And also struggling with finding themselves, because many teens have been struggling with basically an identity crisis. And I don't want to blame it all on the pandemic, but it's just the sign of the times and everything that they have going on within their inner circle and in the world at large.
And that was Tanya Battle, a licensed clinical psychologist in the Chicago area, who joined us to talk about teenagers and mental health. And we are still with our producer, Kennedy Vincent. You also had a segment looking at a series of events known as Black Arts Month. Talk about that.
Yes, we had a guest on. Her name was Charlique Roll, and she was the president of the Black Arts and Cultural Alliance of Chicago. I thought this was a great segment to highlight the different community spaces that exist all over Illinois that are really centered for artists to come and share their work and just collaborate with different community members. It was really interesting to hear Charlique's perspective with the community members and how they see themselves and their art and liberation within the arts as a whole.
Yeah, and finding liberation through art. Fascinating. Oh, let's listen to that clip.
There's so much inequities that we see in society just in general, and that comes across through justice work, through racial justice, racial equity work, and all of these things and all the buzzwords that we name. But it's like, this isn't new. And so again, when we think about art as a form of liberation for all people, then we can really reconfigure how we approach it.
That was Charlique Roll with the Black Arts Alliance. Kennedy Vincent, thanks so much for being with us. I will see you on Zoom after the show.
Thanks, Brian. See you then.
All right, let me reintroduce us. This is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. Today is Giving Tuesday, and we are listening back to some of our favorite segments from the past year, some of our most memorable segments, some of the most important segments we feel like we produced. And we're doing this on Giving Tuesday in the hopes that it will inspire you to include your local public radio station in your Giving Tuesday plans. You can visit the website of the station where you are hearing us now and click the word donate at the top of the page to show your support for public radio in your community. Let's go now to another producer on our program, Christine Hatfield.
So this is a segment that's still pretty fresh on my mind that our producer Kennedy did just a few weeks ago. Cash bail has been probably one of the biggest stories of the year here. Earlier this year, of course, the state Supreme Court decided, yes, getting rid of cash bail was constitutional. That's not the end of the story, though. And when we did a segment on that on the show, we heard about the lasting effects of cash bail firsthand from a caller, Marsha in Winnebago County, I believe it was.
In 2008, I had about the highest cash bond in Winnebago County, even though I had no priors, was nonviolent, and was not a flight risk. I had an assessed bond of $200,000, and I had to pay $60,000 in order to get out of jail. In reality, they never expected me to make my bond, but I was able to do so. But it impoverished me and has impoverished me to this day. It cost me my job. It cost me my security. It cost me my pension. It cost me my medical coverage, my credit, my reputation, everything. I lost all my property. I had to short sale my house, et cetera, just to survive. But in reality, they did this all knowing that I was innocent. They falsified evidence against me because a suspect in a high-profile case, they didn't have evidence on him, so they wanted to keep me in jail in hopes that I would basically turn on him and falsely testify or confess or implicate him in some way or another. And that did not work, but again, it took me 7 years to work myself out of the mess.
What I tell people all the time is this is not just a talk show. This is a conversation show. We're not just talking to you, the listeners. We're talking with you, the listeners. And it's in having those conversations with people like Marcia from Winnebago County that we can really come away with deeper insight and really make sense of the world around us. That's why I love this show and the work we get to do on it, and I try not to take it for granted.
Yeah, that was a great segment and a great caller. Christine, thank you for reminding us about that. Thank you to Marcia and everybody else who calls in and texts and emails and leaves voicemails. As Christine said, you know, it's called a talk show. It's really more of a listening show. It's a conversation with you, with everyone in Illinois. That's what we're aiming to do. So thank you all so much for participating in that every day. All right, our final clip today is going to be from Reginald Hardwick, who is all of our boss at our home station, Illinois Public Media. He's the director of news and public affairs there. He's under the weather today, but he did want to contribute one of his favorite segments from 2023. You may know Janelle James as the not-so-responsible principal she plays on the ABC TV show Abbott Elementary. But did you know she got her start in comedy right here in Central Illinois in Champaign? This is what she told us back in October.
Very not glamorous. I was handed a flyer to an open mic one day and for whatever reason decided to go. I was in Illinois and I had moved there from New York. So I didn't have like my friend group yet. I didn't really have any much to do. And so when that guy handed me that, Andrew Voris, his name is, and handed me that flyer, I was like, oh, I'll just go check it out. And I checked it out. It was the first time I'd have been to a comedy open mic or a comedy show, period. And it was cool. I had a good time. And then at the end of the show, some of the comedians came over and they were like, hey, you know, if you wanted to come back next week, which I had already planned on doing, they were like, but you could also do a set. And I said, what does that mean? And they were like, you get 4 minutes and you can also tell jokes. And so I went home and I thought about it and I wrote some stuff down and I went back the following week and I did my first set. And then I just kept doing it every week after that.
A lot of comics say they bomb that first time out. What brings you back? Maybe you didn't. Maybe you were a hit. You did not. All right.
Awesome. But I think I bombed the third time out. That's okay. It's not okay. Like I never bombed, but my first set was pretty good. I think because I was so focused on, I was like, I'm gonna get these laughs. And so and then the third time I was too comfy. I was like, oh, I'm a legend. and then I bombed, and that's what's supposed to happen. That's when you find out if this is really for you, if you can do a bomb and come back. And I think and I haven't really bombed in a long time, knock on wood, but I think when you're starting out, you start to like the bomb, the feeling. It's like you convince yourself like this pain is good for me.
They just don't get me. I'm too far ahead of them.
I'm alive. No, not even that they got me. I was just like, this feeling is so intense. I don't mind it. You know, all the feelings that go with stand up, I don't mind it. And that's when you know you're a comedian.
What a fun conversation that was. Thank you, Reginald, for bringing that to us today on Giving Tuesday. That's it. That's our show for today. If this inspired you as it inspired us, please support your local public radio station by clicking donate right there on the homepage. As we've just heard, the 21st show is produced by Christine Hatfield, Kennedy Vincent, and Jose Zepeda. Technical direction and engineering by Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick's our news director. The 21st show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you again tomorrow.